From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Mental health officials in California are trying to figure out what to do with a convicted sex offender who served his sentence and has completed his psychiatric treatment. Like more than a dozen other states, California has a law that allows certain sex offenders to be placed in mental hospitals after prison. We'll have a report on those hospital treatment programs in just a minute. But first, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports that when the offenders are no longer considered dangerous, they're supposed to be released into the community. But it's turning out that no one wants them.
33-year-old Kerry Verse has been hounded out of four neighborhoods in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's a so-called violent sex predator who was convicted of four sexual assaults and sentenced in 1992 to 12 years in prison. He served 6 years and then spent another 6 years undergoing treatment at Atascadero State Hospital. Verse was released in February and was living in a rundown motel in South San Jose the day he showed a visitor a global positioning device strapped to his ankle.
And it can't be taken off when an alarm goes off. And there's also a box that I take with me whenever I leave, and I have to, it monitors and lets them know where I'm at 24 hours a day.
Verse is taking a drug to suppress his libido and must also avoid alcohol and pornographic material. He is required to attend individual and group psychotherapy sessions, and he must register his address with the police. But that address is changing frequently. In San Jose, he was greeted by protesters. The city council wanted him out, and the motel owner asked him to leave. 3 weeks ago, before his troubles in San Jose, Verse was driven out of an Oakland halfway house filled mostly with recovering alcoholics and drug addicts. City Councilman Ignacio de la Fuente, bullhorn in hand, led the drive to force Verse out of the predominantly Latino neighborhood called the Fruitvale.
No question about it that I want Mr. Verse out. Absolutely.
De La Fuente complained Verse was living across the street from a school, and he alerted city building inspectors who ordered the halfway house closed for violating zoning laws. Now, some 30 halfway house residents are looking for a new place to live. And state mental health officials, having failed to relocate Verse, are back to square one. California is one of several states struggling with how and where to place sex offenders. Most states rely on intense supervision after a sex offender is released, but 17 states, including California, have so-called civil commitment laws regarding such prisoners. They label their worst offenders as sexually violent predators and send them after prison to mental hospitals. In California's case, for 2 years at a time, renewable if necessary. Proponents call this treatment aimed at release. Critics say the sex offenders are demonized and could be confined indefinitely. The Supreme Court has ruled that programs that offer treatment are constitutional. But some defense attorneys think these laws might be open to a new constitutional challenge if people such as Kerry Verse can't find a home. Brian Matthews is a public defender in Santa Clara County.
If you can't get these guys out into a reasonable community placement, the law is unconstitutional and they all have to go. Because it's preventative detention at that point. You're just holding people because you think they're dangerous, even though they've done all the treatment that's been asked of them.
California prosecutors say the problem isn't with the law, but with the way it's been implemented. They criticize state mental health officials for having no strategy for gaining community acceptance for former offenders. Nora Romero, spokesperson for the Department of Mental Health, says the law never went far enough.
The law does contemplate that people committed under this law will, at some point in time, be released back into the community. And, you know, the law pretty much contemplated a lot of scenarios, but it never did contemplate the community's reaction to once a person was going to be released into the community.
Back in his temporary motel room, Verse remained stoic. He said he thinks it will take years for some people to accept him. At the same time, he was aware that a lot is riding on his reintegration into society.
I don't ask for sympathy. I know that's not what this is all about. What is asked for is the opportunity to be a guest in the community until I've earned my right to be a normal citizen again. But I'm, you know, right now I'm going through a lot of hard times dealing with it. But it's worth it if it can get it solved for some of the guys that are to come behind me so they don't have to go through the same thing.
The controversy in California is not going away anytime soon. Last year, another offender, Brian DeVries, encountered similar public hostility and was finally housed on the grounds of a state prison. The state has about a half dozen other sex offenders who could be released soon. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.